Now, the relationship between your brother and your daughters, he is their.
Uncle.
And between your sisters and your daughters,
Aunt.
and if you had had a son, his relation to them would be
Nephew.
okay, great. You mentioned that your mother was a teacher. Were there any men teachers, or were they mostly?
I think they were mostly women, although I had, or she had a cousin that I think was a teacher too.
And she was also a.
Teacher.
Now, did they have any names for a woman teacher?
Not that I know of.
So it would just be a.
Just be a teacher.
Now, when you got married, were there people that stood up for you at the ceremony? You took your own witnesses?
Yeah, my sister stood up with me and a friend stood up with him.
And so the friend would be called the.
Yes, ma'am, I guess.
And your sister would have been the.
Bridesmaid.
See, have we talked about any other relatives? How about do you know what the term kith and kin means?
What?
Kith and kin, do you know what that is?
Relatives, I suppose.
Okay, is there any difference between the two?
I don't think so.
Okay, great. Well, that's great. We're just flying along, aren't we?
Yeah,
Okay. Now I need. Do you remember the house you grew up in?
I remember the house I was in when I was just a little girl
No,
up
that
in,
was out here in.
no, up here at Mailworth.
I see. Maybe you could create sort of a word picture for me. Sort of go back and tell me what it would look like walking in to the house, and maybe about a few of the rooms and the types of furniture and that sort of thing.
Well, the folks left there when I was five, and there's four rooms downstairs, and I think there's only two upstairs. And then there's a porch around the south and west side of it.
Would you ever call it anything other than a porch, or that was just the term?
No, that's what.
And maybe you could tell me about some of the rooms. Was there a room that the family stayed in a lot of time?
The rooms were awfully small, awfully small. And I don't know, I think it's been remodeled since the folks lived there.
And so you left that house when you were five. What about the next house you lived in?
Sheep wagon.
You don't remember that? Oh, a sheep wagon. You lived in
Yeah.
a sheep wagon? How many years did you do that?
Well, I don't think we were in the sheep wagon, but about a, through the summertime, a year maybe, through the summer.
That was after your father decided not to go to Utah.
Yeah. And we lived in a, out on the dry farm, we had a one room cabin.
Now, a room that the family would congregate in most often, what would you call that room?
Living room.
How did you heat these
Coal, wood stove.
was there ever a furnace?
No.
How about a fireplace?
No.
Okay. Well, maybe I need to get you to talk a little about a fireplace, so we'll just imagine you had one, okay?
Okay.
Now, what's that thing that the smoke goes up out of?
Chimney.
Okay, and the flat place in front of the fireplace is called the. Sounds sort of like the, or a little sounds sort of like this thing that pumps blood. That's the.
Hearth, hearse,
Yeah,
hearth.
would you say hearth? Okay, great. Now, do you know what that thing is that they call what they put the wood on inside the.
The grate.
Okay. Would they ever use the word pig, or excuse me, dogs or irons?
Not that I know of.
And what would they burn in the.
Wood.
And a great big piece of wood would be a.